Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Lalela ukhule enkosini ku Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
657 Media Moive Radio Pulpit, we trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. We are together till the hour 12 midnight. It is 11 and now we are talking to Malamba Maluta, as I said earlier on there. Malamba, welcome to the show, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me and good evening to our listeners.
I hope you are well tonight.
Yes, I'm well, sir. Thank you.
Right. And of course, I trust people are talking to you about the shows, aren't they?
Yes. We do receive feedback.
That is good news. That is good news, sir. Now, we are going to be touching on the issue of the virtue of being truthful. And with Pastor Adonis, I touched on the aspect of the attitudes with regards to teachings of the truth and why at times we see many people really steering off the aspect of that which is the truth. And here we are now. We are on the issue of the virtue of being truthful. Much of the times, being truthful is something that is taken lightly, very lightly. And the goodness of it is actually, if not, it's never spoken of in the right way. And I have seen in many instances than one where people choose not to be truthful with regards to issues. Even servants of God, Malamba, servants of God who would stand on the pulpit and not be truthful and make accusations, make declarations, make interpretations that are not truthful, present images and present themselves, you know, when they say you are actually making something a brand, present an untruthful branding about themselves. And many are saying, by making these kinds of brandings that are untruthful, they have made much more success than the truthful brandings. And many have diverted into this. And we see quite a lot of those who divert from truthfulness, isn't it, sir?
Yes, that's actually what is trending today. Because the time has evolved in such a manner that truth is no longer fashionable.
Mm.
So you found a way of presenting certain truth in a way that is palatable or nice to the hearing of the people, whether it's reality, whether they are fact, whether they are truth or not. But they should just be palatable, nice to the hearing of your audience.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually the place where we are today. That's why you see even the songs, the gospel songs today are no longer like the gospel songs of in the olden days, where you see the songs well composed with inspiring words. And well constructed with the scripture in it and the word of God in it. Today is more like a repetition of certain things that sound nice in the hearing of people, and they just move with that thing. That's all, and that's what they want. They don't no longer want something that can inspire them, but something that is palatable, something that they can is nice, harmonious in their ears, so that they can move along with it. So we are in that period. Things have changed that in that direction. That's why also we see the church trying to follow that same trend.
Now, this is amazing because if people don't see this as fashionable in terms of speaking the truth, they basically then see as fashionable those issues which are not the truth at all. And that is where then they would start to use, and I want to come to this aspect, the spirit of deception, isn't it?
Yes. The spirit of deception, that's what deviates from the truth. The spirit of error, that's what deviates from the truth. Why? Because what people want to hear, even the Bible says that those who did not believe in the truth, God also gave them a spirit to believe lies. Because they did not believe in the truth. So today, many people you hear, they will tell you, don't judge me. That judging means, don't tell me the truth.
I don't want to hear you. So
that is it. We are in that level when you tell brother, please, don't do this. It's against the will of God. Don't judge me. Please, man of God, this is against the will of God. You are being judgmental.
So,
it's a problem.
Yeah, it is. It is indeed a problem. Now, we basically also see that many people find it quite easy. Why is it easy to be untruthful? Tell me. Why?
It's very easy. Because likely when you are untruthful, people will believe what you say. That's not it. That when somebody tells the truth, it takes time for people to believe because they may try to find out, is it the truth? But immediately you fashion a kind of lie, it's taking. It's taking that sometimes questioning.
Yeah.
So you wonder what people want to hear. Is it the truth? Or is it a lie? Is it what makes people live happy to hear a lie? That truth does not make anybody happy. In this time where we are today, it seems like truth doesn't make anyone happy. It's the lie that makes people happy. Somebody, there was a man who said, who asked, Pastor, the day I will start telling my wife the truth, my wife will not be happy.
Yo.
It's very it's funny, but that's it. He said, anytime I tell my wife lies, she's happy. So the day I'm telling the truth, she's not going to be happy with me any longer. Lies today seems to be what is in fashion because that's what people make people happy than the truth.
Sure. Yeah, it's very sad when someone says, by the time I speak the truth, my wife will not be happy with me anymore. It's quite sad. It's quite sad indeed. All right, when we come back, let's talk about moments of being untruthful.
Kuthazeka njalo ngolwesibili ukuya kulwesihlanu ngo-8 ntambama ohlelweni lethu olubizwa ngohlala nathi. Lalela abafundisi abaningi bashumayela izwi lenkosi elikunika ithemba enhlizweni yakho.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills, it just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
I'm talking to Malamba Maluta, and we are looking into truthfulness. And now we are at a question where we look at moments where truthfulness is being avoided, especially on the pulpit. When someone, when people actually are making miracles that have been orchestrated, miracles of lies, and you are exposed by the very same people you were supposed to pay for miracles that you are performing, you know, these things have been rehearsed and now they are displayed there on stage. Someone has to come carrying sets of crutches and someone has to stand on a wheelchair and start dancing. And I'm not saying there are no real miracles. I'm talking about the ones where one is not being truthful. Or even in the real ones, when one says, it is only through me that God is doing this, and people start worshipping the man instead of God, that is lack of truthfulness. Malamba?
Yes, it's quite sad that in Christianity today, a lot of miracles that we see on TV, there's no doubt. There is no longer something that we should doubt. They are stage play. It's deception. It's just lie. And that's just for the purpose of having fame coming back to a man, not to God. Because such thing does not glorify God, but it's only glorify a man. So these things we see in the church today of pastors staging kind of miracles that are not truthful, that are not actually from God. They have been prepared and rehearsed and presented to people as true. This is just deception. It's lack of being truthful. We know that truthfulness is when everything you do and say is truth.
Yeah.
Everything you do and say is the truth. So when you start fabricating miracles, you become untruthful. When you start wanting to say certain things that gives you the glory and takes the glory from God and gives it to yourself, you are becoming untruthful. So, the stage miracles is what is winning in many churches today, especially the charismatic churches. And that is against God's will because you are being untruthful.
So, now, there are those who basically are not truthful in, even in the prophecies they make. That God said, give me all your salary and all your investment and plant it on me because from now on I am going to be a great garden of harvest for you. God said, you must give me your card. Translate it into being mine so that I can have a black card so that he can bless you 100-fold. And the poor people grow hungry. Or God said, well, if you love me, forsake your family. And they use that verse so that you can come and stay in the compound and they finish all your resources. At times, others have gone on to put you know, the aspect of saying, by the way, now the Lord says your life belongs to me and your soul belongs to me. I am the angel of your soul. There are those who say I am the angel of the souls of this church. And people have to respect, adhere to, and even sing songs about that man. What do you say on those manifestations of untruthfulness?
I've seen that a lot. Myself, I've been in front of a certain prophet, and as he's prophesying to me, telling me things, I can see this is not the truth. Nothing about me in this. I was somewhere in front of a certain prophet, and he's because the way I dressed was kind of a young man who didn't reflect my age and my image. So, and I thank God I dressed that way, because that's where I noticed that there is a lot of guessing. They look at your appearance and they start prophesying according to your appearance. If you look poor, they start prophesying in that direction, telling you things you are suffering, you even don't have anything, because you look poor. If you look sick, they start prophesying in that direction. And I've seen that a lot in our churches today. They prophesy, they tell you things according to the way you look. And this man started saying that, is your wife that prays more than you? I laugh. I say, yes. You don't know the number of hours I spend in sometimes I don't even sleep. And you are telling me that. I laugh. Because the way I looked not much responsible as my wife. My wife dressed well, and I dressed like a young person. So he judged me according to my outlook. And that's a lot of prophecies we see in many pastors today. They are not truthful. They are not from God. God never spoke. They are just looking at your appearance and think that this one looks like a prophecy. This one looks like a rich man. And they start prophesying in that direction. You see? Children of God must be careful. Don't be afraid when a prophecy or any word from a prophet to you is not truthful. Don't accept it because he's a prophet. No. When it is not truthful, it's not truthful.
Yeah.
God, it simply means God did not speak. He's the one speaking. He tells you, listen, you are pregnant. Whereas it's not a pregnancy, it's just a tummy that you have. So you should accept that. No, you are pregnant. It's telling you you have been promoted to this position just because it's your car. And you know the truth. You shouldn't accept it. It's simply God did not speak. It's the one that is speaking. Probably because he looked at your car. Probably because he looked at your appearance. Probably because he tried to guess things out. So we should be careful. A lot of prophecies, a lot of things that are happening in the churches today, God is not speaking. As men who are trying to do a guesswork.
All right. We also see, amongst other things, there are those who basically say, and I want to hear what is your view on this. There are those who basically say, your current wife is not the right one. And here is the right one. I will point that one to you. And we know that is not being truthful, but it's spoken by this prophet, and now the poor people must divorce these women, isn't it?
There is no such a thing that your current wife is not your wife. There is nothing like that. Men marry because they take decision by themselves to marry, to have a wife. So if you choose a wife and the wife gives you problem, it doesn't mean it's the wrong wife. Success in a relationship or in marriage is the effort of two people. And there is nothing in marriage that can succeed if two people are not involved.
Yeah.
So, if one is misbehaving, it doesn't mean he's the wrong person. It's just an attitude is having. So, we should not listen to such prophecy that tells you that your current marriage is wrong just because you're having problems. There is nobody in this world. We are married. I am married. No matter how happy your marriage is, there will be time you may have problems. There will be time. I can assure you, and I can bet with you. So that doesn't mean your wife is wrong or your husband is wrong. That is not the truth. we should not listen to such prophecy.
Absolutely. When we come back, let's look into the effects of not being truthful.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. And I should say without a doubt that we are now looking into the effects of being untruthful. And we say when we are untruthful, we basically become hypocritic. Untruthful people tend to say, we accept, you know, the power of God, but we deny it upon our lives. Untruthful people have a form of godliness that denies the power thereof. And we project that even unto the people that we lead. Untruthful people go on to an extent of producing people who live in deception. And deception means that one is derailed without knowing. And as time goes on, we ourselves become derailed as if we didn't know. And then people start to believe their lies and they start to disbelieve the truth. The aspect of untruthfulness brings much of the time the lack of wisdom, because untruthfulness leads to the lack of the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom. So people somehow become those kinds of people who do not have the wisdom of God within them. And guess what? If people do not have the wisdom of God, they will have what? The foolishness of the deceiver. Untruthfulness means that we are running our ministries on the resources of the devil, because the devil, when he lies, he speaks from his own resources. So we basically find ourselves in that. Malamba?
Yes, you have touched a very important point there of deception, hypocrisy, and lack of wisdom, lack of the fear of God, and even running from our the resources of the devil. These are facts when we are untruthful. It will happen exactly that way. Because when you preach what is not true, you are just being an hypocrite. A hypocrite is just someone who portrays what he is not. He portrays a certain form of godliness, but within him, he's something else. He denies it even when he's doing his work. That's what Jesus Christ said, that by their fruit you shall know them. They profess something, but when you check their fruit, it's contrary to what they profess. That's the hypocrite we're talking about. And when there is no truth being preached from the altar, what you have there listening to you, what you are producing there, is just hypocrite. Hypocrite. People who will accept the word of God, but will never translate it into their action. Will never translate it into obedience. Because without obedience, we cannot be identified to be children of God. If we say we believe in Jesus Christ, You cannot be my child if you don't belong, if you don't obey me. Even if you can claim to be my child.
Yeah.
What links two of us is that bond of love that comes from me as a father and obedience from you as a son. So that must be there. As children of God, we must walk in the fear of God.
Mm.
If there is no fear of God, then God probably is not our father.
Mm. You know, much of the times, as I said to you, let's look into this effect. Tell me what you think about it. The more we become untruthful, it is the more we make people to disobey God. And the more people disobey God, the more people lose the fear of the Lord. And the more people lose the fear of the Lord, the more people become spiritually dull. Because there's no wisdom there. There's no light there. What say you on that?
Yes, that's a correlation.
Mm.
That's a true correlation. The more you tell people you have been untruthful, the more people we not have the wisdom of the fear of God.
Mm.
And the more they don't have the fear of God, they become spiritually dull. And that's true.
Mm.
That's true. Because if there is no obedience, there is no fear of God. And if there is no fear of God, we are dead. We are dying.
We are dying. Mm.
You know, when the Bible talks about that the wages of sin is death, many people think that when you become a child of God, that cannot be applicable to you.
Mm.
It's a lie.
Mm.
Apostle Paul said this. As he said, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh.
Yes.
If you live according to the flesh, you will die.
Mm.
That's Romans 8.
Yes.
I think Romans 8:12, if I can remember.
Yeah, 8:12, yes.
You will die.
Mm.
Death will be upon anyone who does not obey God, who does not fear God. If the end result is the wages, and it is a penalty of what we do as wrong. So, we must know this. Obedience leads to life, but sin will surely lead anyone to death.
Now, let's bring this also across the aspect of us as children of God, and in the effect, we said people start to have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Lack of truthfulness is a direct declaration that you are an antichrist, isn't it, sir? What's your take that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when the Pharisee and the scribe saw Jesus, they saw the light.
Mm.
And they knew this man was telling the truth.
Mm.
But because they were untruthful, because of lack of truthfulness in them, they have to oppose him.
Mm.
If you are in the light and you are shedding your light, people can see it. Anyone that lives in deception will hate you. Anyone that is not truthful will oppose you. You become antichrist automatically when you live, you lack truthfulness. Because Christ is the truth.
Yeah.
And you don't have the truth. So you are against the truth. You are antichrist.
Now, we also touched that aspect where we said, you know, there's hypocrisy. And then this one, the aspect of lack of obedience. Then we touched the aspect of deception. Now, when you are not being truthful, you deceive many. But you also end up being deceived. And all of you start to believe that the deception is the truth. Isn't that so?
That's where, that's the culminating point.
Mm.
You reach there. And when you reach there, anything else you hear as truth, you cannot understand it any longer.
Mm.
Even if when you want to understand, it's as if your eyes of understanding have been blindfolded, as if your eyes of understanding has been darkened.
Mm.
And now any truth that comes in your way, you can't see it any longer.
Mm. Mm.
When deception has tarried, has taken too long, has lingered for too long, even the deceiver start believing in his deception.
Mm.
Because it gives the impression that God approves of it. Because nothing is being done. God is doing nothing.
Mm.
You know that impression that we are saying things that we know is not the truth, but at the end of the day, it seems like it is the truth. Because God is saying nothing. Because we are still progressing. Because we are still prospering. Because we are still making, we are still succeeding in whatever we are doing in deception.
Hmm.
Now, because despite our deception, we are still making progress, we are still succeeding, it seems like every way is open for us, then we start believing that probably what we thought was not true, probably is the truth.
Mm.
And when we start believing like that, that's where the problems start. Because any other truth that comes, will not be able to see it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. And of course, when we come back, we are going to touch on the issue of solutions with regards to this.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you live. We trust God is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. And I should say without a doubt that the aspect of being truthful is something that much of the time we don't look into in the rightest of ways. And one can say that, you know, there has been so much that has been spoken against truthfulness, which is not true in itself. And people have found it quite easy to bend towards the scale of untruthfulness. What is your take there?
Yes, because like we said earlier on, that it seems that people accept easily what is not true than what is true.
Mm.
And the desire to be accepted has made a lot of men of God to bend, to deviate from being truthful to become untruthful. And that's not good. That's very sad. But the end result, they are succeeding.
Mm.
of them being untruthful. And in fact, fabricating miracles, fabricating lies, telling things that are obviously not the truth, and people are clapping, is making them successful. And now they started believing that truthfulness is not a virtue. And they feel like now untruthfulness is the virtue. Now the vice has become a virtue that many are embracing today. Why? Because truthfulness is no longer fashionable in this age of time where we are. But I believe very much that the only way to love is truth.
Yeah.
But the way to deceit and truthfulness is death. So if people want life, let them seek the truth. But if they want death, let them continue seeking untruthfulness.
Now, we also see, amongst many things, the very aspect of being untruthful really leading many to regrettable ways. We said the people who will lead you to do things that you are not supposed to do because they lied to you. And you will find yourself at a point of bondage because now these untruths have become a sort of a binding factor for you, isn't it?
Yes. We see what happened in Israel when the king will surround himself with people who tell him what you want to hear, but actually they are lied, they're not being truthful. And when a second prophet that comes from God tells him what is the truth, they oppose that prophet, they persecute that prophet, and some end up being killed. You see, but when you follow what is not truth, of course, you will do what you're not supposed to do. And the consequence of it will be regrettable. Regrettable. But when you follow the truth, you will do what you're supposed to do, and the end result of it will be joy. Either way, it's your choice as a man to choose. But it's advisable to choose the truth.
Absolutely. Now, there are those who basically had gone to an extent of really putting the truth somewhere, you know, in the back drawer somewhere there, you know? And they are also, you know, doing things that they are bound in the lies with. Like, for example, there are formats of ritualism that have been bought. And people, as we said earlier on, have been practicing these deceiving formats of miracles and whatever and ever, orchestrating miracles and stuff and stuff and stuff. How do we get people off from that?
From the orchestrated miracles?
Yes, and occults.
That's going to be a difficult thing. You know, one time we shared something together when I said that a certain man came to my pastor and presented to him three books. But the third book was, whatever this you will do that you bring a scandal, the more people talk against you, the higher you go. And this actually what we see today. The more we speak against those prophets that they are doing fake miracles, that they are staging miracles, they are rehearsing miracles, these are actually stage play miracles, the greater these people are becoming.
Mm.
It looks as if it doesn't take, it's not all about talking against them. It's the people themselves having the taste and the hunger to seek for the truth. And anything else other than the truth, they should depart from it.
Mm.
Otherwise, it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult.
Mm.
So the people must be hands of the truth and seek the truth, and anything else, anything other than the truth, they should depart from it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way that people can get free from these orchestrated miracles.
Now, here are the ones who have actually gone to an extent of finding themselves in deceptions, and they themselves were part of that deception and were deceived. And now they are afraid of coming out with the truth because of the damage that they might cause already on their ministries. What would you say?
I can tell you, anybody that repents sincerely and seek for forgiveness and try to do kind of what you call restitution or any form of correction or a restoration of what he has caused as damage, will never go down.
Mm.
The moment he says that may bring him problems here and there and criticism here and there, fine. But as time goes, he will stand and continue standing and continue standing.
Mm.
So, someone who has been in deception, deceiving people, shouldn't be afraid to come out and say, make amends of what of his lies to people, correcting his lies, confessing his sins, and repenting from his sins. Once he does that, the people can still embrace him and continue to be with him. Despite the criticism here and there, he needs scale true.
Mm. You know, much of the times, we should always say to the people, for the word of God is truth, and he is the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. And if he's not involved in your church, your ministry, your sermons, you must know that there is a lot of deception there. Malamba, I want to thank you so much, and I want to appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Much blessings to you. How do people get hold of you?
Yes, they can get hold of me on my number, which is 082-3823-657. They can also get hold of me on my Facebook page, Malamba Maluta, or they can like our Facebook page, which is Kingdom Understanding. Kingdom Understanding. They can like our Facebook page, or my own personal Facebook, which is Malamba Maluta.
Oh, I like the way you say three, my friend.
Three?
Yeah, I like the way you say three. Eish, yeah, young. It makes me laugh.
I get you.
Yeah, you get me now. Okay.
Yeah, I get you.
Much blessings to you, man. We'll send you the topic straight to you about next week, all right? Already we have sent it. We have sent it already.
Okay.
And just look into it, then we'll talk.
All right. Thank you very much.
Blessings to you.
Yes.
All right, then. Bye-bye. And that was... Bye-bye. That was Malamba Maluta there. And, of course, we are back with him again next week.
Thank you so much for listening. We give God the glory, the majesty, and the honor. To the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the only true potentate, Jesus Christ, the head of the church, there's none like him in our lives. We bless him. Rest assured, he is always on your side. Shalom.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.